弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨我们要一起来读历列王记下第六章。
We're going to read together, 2 Kings chapter 6.
我们要先从第八节读到第十三节。
Verse 8 to 13.
好，那我们中文的时候呢，我们就大家一起读，然后那英文的时候我们姊妹听我们读。好，我们先从第八节读到第三节，我们一起来读。亚兰王与以色列人征战，和他的臣仆商议说，我要在某处某处安营。神人打发人去见以色列王说，你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来了。以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉、所警戒他去的地方，就防备未受其害，不止一两次。亚兰王因这事心里惊疑，招了臣仆来，对他们说：“我们这里有谁帮助以色列王？你们不指给我吗？”有一个臣仆说：“我主我王无人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知以利沙将王将过世所说的话告诉以色列王了。”王说：“你们去探他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。”有人告诉王说他在多丹，王就打发车马和大军往那里去，夜间到了那里围困那城。好，我们停在这里。
We can stop here, verse 8 to 13. Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there." The king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servant and said to them, "Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel?" One of his servants said, "No, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in Bethlehem." So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send to take him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." So he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city.
好，我们再从十五节到十七节。神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”神人说：“不要惧怕，因我们等比与他们同在的更多。”以利沙祷告说：“耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。好，停在这里。
Now when the attendant of the man of God has risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened his servant's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
我们再读第十三章的第十四节到第十八节。
Chapter 13, verse 14 to 18.
我们读十四节。以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约阿施下来看他， 伏在他脸上哭泣说我父啊我父啊以色列的战车马兵啊以利沙对他说你取弓箭来王就取了弓箭来又对以利王说你用手拿弓王就用手拿弓以利沙按手在王的手上说你开朝东的窗户他就开了以利沙说射箭吧他就射箭以利沙说这是耶和华的得胜箭就是那战胜亚兰人的箭因为你必在亚弗攻打亚兰人直到灭尽他们以利沙又说取几支箭来他就取了来以利沙说打地吧他打了三次便止住了
When Elisha became sick with the illness of which he was to die, Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over him and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. Elisha said to him, take a bow and arrow. So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hands on the bow. Then he put his hands on it. Then Elisha lays his hands on the king's hands.He said, open the window towards the east. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And then he shot. Then he said, the Lord's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Aaron, for you will defeat the Arameans at Aphek until you have destroyed them. Then he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground.And he struck it three times and stopped.
我们再读第十九节。
Verse 19.
神人向他发怒说应当击打五六次就能攻打亚兰人直到灭尽现在只能攻打亚兰人三次。好我们起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢我们赞美你。
Lord, thank you, praise you.
你实在是值得我们信靠和顺服的那一位。
Truly, you are the one we can trust and obey.
我们把今天早晨这一段话交在你的面前。
We place the words this morning before you.
我们求圣灵能够把这一段话能够打开放在我们的当中。
May the Holy Spirit open the words and then put it in our hearts.
让我们发现神的话就是我们属灵的粮食。
We know that the words of God is our living bread.
我们把每一位弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
We place every brother and sisters in your hands.
我们求主早晨也向我们众人显现。
May you reveal yourself to us this morning.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Yeshua, we pray.
Amen. 以利沙是一个非常特别的先知。
Elisha is a special prophet.
神在圣经当中用以利沙来让我们看见一个与神复活生命有连接的一个人的光景。
And then through him, the Lord revealed us there is a situation that a person who has connection with the power of resurrection.
他的侍奉是从约旦河开始的。
His ministry started in River Jordan.
他在约旦河的时候亲眼看见他的师父以利亚被神接去。
In the River Jordan, he saw that his teacher,Elisha was taken by the Lord.
而且呢，神把这个以利沙的灵加倍的赐给以利亚的灵加倍赐给了以利沙。
God gave Elisha double spirit, and one is from Elisha.
因此他用以利沙的外衣呢，就让约旦河分开以后，他就横过约旦河。
And then after he used his cloth to let the River Jordan split dry, so he walked through the river.
那个约旦河的经历就让他能够知道摸着这个属天复活的生命。
The experience of cross the River Jordan let him experience to touch heavenly that experience.
所以在整个以利沙的这个生活和侍奉当中呢，我们一再看见这个复活生命的表现。
And through the experience and life of Elisha, we see the manifestation of the resurrection life.
他在耶利哥的那个地方呢，他把那个地方的水完全治好了。
He healed water in Jericho.
然后他到了一个寡妇的家里，那个寡妇是没有钱的，把孩子呢 要当作奴隶要卖给人家。
Then he went to a widow's house. That widow has is very poor. She's about to sell her sons to be a slave.
所以以利沙叫他拿了很多的器皿，然后呢，就一直往那个器皿倒油，就把所有他的器皿都充满了油。
Elisha asked her to borrow all the empty vessels and then pour oil in it, and then they filled all of the empty vessels.
后来他碰到一个苏念的妇人，他有一个儿子死掉了。
Then he met a Shunammite woman, and her son is about to die. After died,
Elisha 让这个孩子从死里复活了。
Elisha resurrected the child alive.
后来有一个这个亚兰人的将军叫乃曼，得了大麻风来找他。
And then an Aramean's general whose name Naaman, and he was leopard, and then come to him asked to healing.
结果伊丽莎叫他去约旦河洗澡洗七次，就把他的大麻风治好了。
And then Elisha told him go to River Jordan and then to get into the water seven times, and then he was healed.
每一个事情呢，都让我们看见复活的大能。
Each of these events, we see the power of resurrection.
而这个复活的大能在以利沙的身上，能够产生什么样的一个果效呢？
And we see the outcome from to Elisha with this resurrection power.
就是我们发现到了第六章的时候呢，这个人呢，虽然是活在地上，又好像是坐在天上。
In the chapter 6, we think even Elisha lived on earth, but it seems he's sitting in heaven.
因为他是住在天上，所以地上发生的每一件事他都知道的。
Because he lived in heaven, he knows everything happening on earth.
亚兰王要商量要在什么地方要来攻击以色列的时候，所以以利沙就把那个地点就告诉以色列王。
When the king of Aram counseled and tried to say in such and such place I will camp and attack the Israel, and then he told the king of Israel exactly the same spot.
所以这个以色列王就每一次都能够避开那个亚兰王。
So the king of Israel can avoid the place.
所以亚兰王非常的奇怪啊，他就把他的臣仆招来说，你们当中呢一定有人来泄露了这个消息。
So the king of Aram was surprised, and he told his servants there must be a spy among
them. 他的臣仆有一个就跟他说呢，他不是的，不是我们的，因为以色列当中有一个先知叫以利沙。
One of his servants told him, "No, my lord, it's not us, because there was a prophet in Israel. His name is Elisha."
他把你在卧房里面所说的每一句话呢，都告诉了。这个以色列王
He told the king of Israel everything you speak in your bedroom.
这就是以利沙的那个属灵的那样的一个他的一个高度啊。
That is how in the high position of Elisha.
因为他是和宝座相连在一起的。
Because he connected with the throne.
他是坐在天上又同时活在地上的。
He sits in throne, but meanwhile he lives on earth.
他可以把天上所看见的带到这个地上来。
He can bring things that he has seen in heaven and then bring on earth.
在宝座的面前，地上每一件事情都是敞开的。
And on the throne, everything on earth is open.
因此，以利沙就知道在地上将要发生的事。
So he knew what will happen on earth.
因此，他就能够预先告诉以色列王将来要发生的事。
So he can foretell to the king of Israel what will happen in the future.
这个就是以利沙在地上他侍奉的一个根基啊。
That is the foundation of Elisha and for his ministry.
他侍奉的根基是因为他坐在天上。
The foundation of his ministry is he sit in throne in heaven.
从天的那个角度再来看地上所有一切的事物。
From the perspective in heaven, he will see things on earth.
对他来讲都是非常的清楚的。
And for him, it's all clear.
我想这是一个何等让人羡慕的一种光景啊。
And then how we admire we can have that.
今天我们在地上为什么会忧虑呢？
And why do we worry on earth?
因为不知道明天会如何啊。
Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
是不是这样的？
Is that so?
今天如果每一个人都知道我们明天要如何的话，我们忧虑会减少很多啊。
If we know what will happen tomorrow, we will have less worries.
如果我们能够操练像以利沙这样的一个生活
，If we can practice the life of Elijah.
虽然我们是活在这个地上
，Even though we live on earth.
但是我们又好像是坐在天上。
But it seems we sit in heaven.
我们在从这个天上的这个角度来看这个地上所发生的每一件事情。
In heaven, if you see things happen on earth.
在我们这个角度来看的时候，都是非常清楚、非常明亮的。
It will be very clear and bright.
而我们里面就对这个世上的事物呢，就不会有忧虑，也不会有也不会有烦恼。
Then we'll have no worries and no troubles.
也许我们觉得，哎呦，这好像是一个非常崇高的一个属灵的境界啊。
Maybe we think this is so high in a spiritual way.
其实不是的。
Actually, it's not.
这是救恩的一部分。
That's part of the salvation.
神拯救我们的那个救恩里面，这就是那个救恩的一部分。
That's part of the salvation.
以弗所书不是告诉我们吗
？It said the book of Ephesians.
我们是与基督一同活过来。
We alive in Christ.
但是不只是与基督一同活过来。
Not only we alive along with Christ.
他说与基督一同坐在天上。
And he said we enthroned with Christ.
那这一节圣经我们不能只经历一半。
We cannot just experience half of it.
很多时候我们对这节圣经，我们只经历了前面那一半。
Many times we only experience the first half.
我们与基督一同活过来了。
We're alive with Christ.
但是没有与基督一同坐在天上。
But no, we're not enthroned in heaven with Christ.
今天我们在属灵的这个追求上呢，必须要知道我们到底是在哪里。
For our spiritual pursuit, we should know where we are now.
我们乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
We enthroned with Christ in heaven.
因此，今天早晨啊，我们就要用这第六章和第十三章的这两段的以利沙的故事来看一下，他是怎么样能够坐在天上。
This morning, let's look at how Elisha was.Sit in heaven through chapter 6 and chapter 13.
所以那个亚兰王知道了这件事情以后呢，他就问他说：“这个以利沙在哪里？”
When the king of Aaron knows this thing, then he will ask, "Where is Elisha?"
他们就跟他讲，他住在多丹了。
And then they told him he lives in Dothan.
这个亚兰王很厉害啊，他就召集了他的这个军队啊，战车马兵呢，他连夜就去把那个多丹城围起来。
He's good. So he called he sent chariots and horses, and then overnight he encircled the city.
那个城里面的人晚上完全不知道这件事。
People didn't know in the city what happened.
等到早晨的时候呢，一起来的时候，整个城就被亚兰王的战车马兵所包围了。
When they woke up in the morning, they discovered that the whole city was circled.Encircled by the ambush, by the chariots and horses.
结果以利沙有一个仆人呢，他早晨起来的时候，他看到了这个情形呢，他就说：“哀哉呀，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”
So the servant of Elisha, he saw this. He said, "Alas, O Master, O Lord, what should we do?"
哎，这个仆人呢是活在地上的。
The servant is live on earth.
活在地上呢，我们是凭我们眼睛所看见的。
When we live on earth, we just do things by what we can see.
因为他看见的是亚兰王的战车马兵把这个城围在一起，围起来。
What he saw is the horses and chariots of the king of Aaron is just a circle the city.
因此，他的反应是根据他所看见的。
So his reaction is according to what he saw.
这也是我们经常我们活在地上的一种自然的现象。
Naturally, this is our way.
我们的反应是根据我们眼睛所看见的。
Our response is according to what we see.
我们所看见的就是亚兰王的战车马兵把城围起来了。
What we see is the chariots and horses of the king of Aaron circle the city.
但是以利沙他不是光光活在地上的。
But Elijah is not only live on earth.
He 坐在天上。
He is set in heaven.
因此，他不是完全按照他的肉眼所见的。
So he doesn't do things according to what from his naked eyes.
他能看见这个仆人所看不见的东西。
He can see things that his servant didn't see.
他说不要惧怕。
So do not fear.
与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
The one who are with us is more than who are with them.
这是这个仆人所看不见的。
This is his servant couldn't see.
因为他是活在这个地上的一个人。
Because his servant is live on earth.
所以伊丽莎呢，却是活在宝座面前的一个人。
But Elisha lives in before the throne.
所以看这两个人对同样一件事物有完全不同的反应的。
So you see they have different reactions.
所以今天我们在地上，如果不能够同时又坐在天上的话，是非常可惜的一件事。
It is such a such unfortunate if we do not experience to sit in heaven.
以利沙如何能够让他的仆人到天上去？
And then how did Elisha bring his servant to heaven?
如何让他的仆人能够看见他原来所看不见的事？
And how can he let his servant to see things that he couldn't see?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常艰巨的一件事。
This is a hard job to do.
我们不要以为这件事很容易。
Don't think it's easy.
如果一个人不能看见的时候，我们是没有办法用我们的力量让他看见。
If a person cannot see, we cannot force him to see.
如果今天有一天呢，比如说你的孩子到了高中了以后
，For example, if your child is in high school,
他就跟你讲说我以后不来聚会了。
He tells you, I don't want the gathering anymore.
你是一点办法都没有的。
What you can do.
就有姊妹到我跟我来讲，她说弟兄怎么办？
And then there was a sister come here and say, brother, what can I do?
我这孩子现在不来聚会了。
My child doesn't want to come to the meeting.
我跟她说一点办法都没有。
I told her, there's nothing you can do.
我们没有办法让另外一个人看见他所看不见的事情。
There's no way for us to let another person to see what he cannot see.
就算是你自己的儿子女儿。
Even though your own children.
甚至要让自己的儿子女儿看见，是比让别人看见更难的一件事情。
It is even harder to let your children see, and then it's harder than you let other people to see.
不要看你现在孩子很小啊，你要来他就跟你来。
Don't think your children are young now, then and you he goes wherever you go.
如果有一天呢，他长大到一个程度，他没有真正看见的时候，有一天他就不来了。
And if he grow up, and one day when he grow up to the point, he do not see things, he doesn't want to come.
等到那一天到的时候呢，你要使他看见了，是非常非常困难的一件事。
It is very, very difficult to that point you want him to see.
那以利沙虽然他有复活的大能哈
，Even though Elisha has the power of resurrection,
他也知道只能靠主。
He knows that he can only depend on the Lord.
他知道虽然他在地上有这个复活的大能。
Even though he has the power of resurrection,
他没有办法靠着自己的力量让这个仆人眼睛能够看见。
But he couldn't let his servant to see by his own force.
因此他就祷告了，他说：“求主来开这个少年人的眼目。”
So he prayed, open the eyes of this young man.
这就是我们今天最需要的一件事情。
That is what we need the most.
这个叫做信靠。
That's called trust and obey.
即使这样的一个人，以利沙这样的一个人，坐在天上的这一个人
，Even people like Elisha, can sit in heaven.
但是他要让在地上的他的仆人看见他所看不见的事物的时候，他也只能祷告。
He can only pray if he wants his servant to open eyes.
所以当伊丽莎祷告以后呢，哎，这个仆人眼睛就看见了。
After Elisha prayed, his servant can see.
他不但看见了亚兰王的这个战车马兵了。
Not only sees he sees the horse and chariots of the king of Aram.
他更看到了这个 火车火马把这个整个成都围绕住了。
谁的火车火马？对对，
神的。
Okay, and the chariots of fire, the chariots and horses of fire from the God circle the whole city.
在突然之间呢，这个仆人呢就看见了以利沙所看见的。
And all of a sudden, the servant can see what Elisha can see.
突然之间呢，他就被提到天上去了。
All of a sudden, he was lifted to heaven.
当然，他所有的惧怕就没有了。
Of course, all his fear are gone.
这是最宝贵的一件事情。
That is the very precious thing.
今天我们在地上呢，作为基督的这个身体啊，这个是最重要的一件事情。
Today, as a body of Christ, this is the most important thing.
今天我们在这里，教养我们的儿女，最重要的一件事情就是让他们的眼睛能够看见。
When we raise our children, the most important thing is to open their eyes.
然后那个敌人就过来了。
Then the enemy came.
伊丽莎又祷告了。
And then Elisha prayed again.
他说：“求你啊，让他们的眼睛昏迷。”
You let their eyes are blind.
突然之间呢，亚兰王的战车，他们的那些马兵眼睛都昏迷了。
Then all the horses and the armies, their eyes are all blinded.
结果伊丽莎就说了：“你们要找的人在哪里？我带你们去。”
And then Elisha went over to say, I'll take you where the person you're looking for.
以利沙就把他们带到那个撒玛利亚的城里面。
Elisha took them to the city of Samaria.
再祷告，他们眼睛又打开了。
And when he prayed, their eyes are opened.
发现他们都成了这个以色列的俘虏了。
And then they say, they are the POW of the Israel.
结果那个亚兰王就说，我可以杀他们吗？可以杀他们。以色列王。
So the king of Israel said, "Can I kill them all?"
那个以利沙说，不要杀他们了。
And Elisha told him, "Don't kill them."
预备食物，让他们吃喝完了以后呢，送他们回去。
Feed them and then send them home.
他们回去以后呢，亚兰王就不再派兵来侵犯以色列人。
After they went home.The king of Aaron will stop raiding Israel's territory.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活当中啊，经常会被亚兰人的战车马兵围困的。
In our life, are often more circled by the chariots and horses of the king of Aaron.
我们不能按照这个仆人的方式来反应。
We cannot respond like Elijah's servant.
我们要用以利沙的方式来反应。
We need to respond like Elisha.
不但自己能够看见这个事情的真实的情形。
Not only we can see the truth.
我要与众圣徒一同祷告。
And we have to pray with all saints.
让神家里面的每一个人都能够看见这些看不见的事。
Let each person in God's household will see this which is cannot be seen.
那就能够带来那个神家的平安。
It will bring the peace.
这是我们从头一件事情看到如何能够住在天上，乃是我们的信心。
So this is the first thing. How can we sit in heaven? That is by faith.
这个人心中的眼睛就是信心。
Our the eyes in our hearts are our faith.
人的心中的眼睛被打开了，就是人在里面有了那个活的信心。
If our inner eyes were open, we have a living faith.
人有信心了，就能够与基督一同住在天上。
After we have faith, we can be enthroned with Christ in heaven.
好，让我们来看到这第二个故事。
And let's see the second story.
这个第二个故事呢，是在以利沙的最后的，他的人生走到最后的那一段。
The second story is about the end of the life of Elisha.
他呢已经。得了必死的病了。
He had illness. This is about to die.
结果约阿斯就来看他。
And then Joash came visit him.
约阿斯非常难过。
And then Joash was very sad.
因为以利沙一个人呢，可以胜过亚兰王的全军啊。
Because Elisha him alone can defeat the whole army of the king of Aaron.
如果这个以利沙去世了以后怎么办呢？
And how how can, what does he do after Elisha passed away?
因此他就哭泣说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。
So he cried, "It's my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel."
结果这个以利沙就说了，你去拿一支箭。
And then Elisha told him, go take an arrow.
然后呢，把手呢放在那个弓箭上。
And then put your hands on the bow and arrow.
以利沙就按手在他的手上。
And Elisha put his hands on the king's hands.
要他打开这个向东的窗户。
And he opened the windows to the east.
然后把那个箭呢从那个窗户里面射出去。
And shoot out the arrows.
然后跟他讲说呢，这支箭呢叫做耶和华的得胜箭。
And he says, "This is the arrow of victory of the Lord."
我们怎么来理解这个事情
？How do we understand this?
这个箭。是为了要达到一个目的的。
The arrow has a purpose.
这个箭是向东方射出去的。
This arrow is shot towards east.
在圣经里面，那个东方呢是神所在的地方。
In the Bible, east represents where God is.
所以伊甸园呢是在东方的。
So that the Garden of Eden is in the east.
在圣殿建圣殿的时候，圣殿的正门一定是向东的。
When they build the temple.The front gate is towards the east.
因为将来，神的荣耀是从东而来的。
Because later God's glory comes from the east.
所以那一支箭是向东射去的。
So that arrow is shoot towards the east.
那个箭呢是向着神的旨意射去的。
That arrow is shoot towards the purpose of God.
那个箭呢是向着神的荣耀射出去的。
That arrow is shoot towards God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，如果你来仔细的读圣经的话。
If you read Bible carefully,
你就会发现什么叫做得胜。
You will know what is called victory.
得胜就是神的旨意成就。
Victory is God's will be done.
得胜就是神的得到了荣耀。
And the victory is God received glory.
如果神的旨意没有成就，神不能够得到荣耀的话，是没有得胜的。
If God's will is not be done, if God will not receive glory, there's no.There's no arrow of victory.
所以呢，这一支箭射出去的时候，代表呢，这是一个得胜的箭。
So that arrow was shot out is the arrow of victory.
这个箭就代表神的旨意和神的荣耀。
That arrow it represents God's purpose and God's glory.
这个箭射出去以后呢，你没有办法再改变这个箭的它的轨迹了。
You cannot change the course after this arrow shoot out.
同样的，神的旨意是永远不会改变的。
And the same way, God's purpose, God's will will never change.
以利沙这个人呢，他的心中他是非常清楚，他知道神的旨意和神的荣耀。
In the heart of Elisha, he clearly know God's purpose and God's will and God's glory.
神的旨意和神的荣耀在以利沙的心中呢，就是一支得胜箭。
In Elisha's heart, the will and the glory of God, that is the arrow of victory.
因为有这个得胜箭，所以以利沙一个人就能够抵挡亚兰王的全军。
Because of this arrow of victory,Elisha alone will defeat all the army of King of Aram.
但是以利沙现在要离世了。
But now Elisha is about to pass away.
他想把他心中的这个得胜的箭，要交给亚哈斯。
He wants to pass this this arrow of victory to Joash.
因此他要亚哈斯拿一支箭来，然后呢，与他一同射向东方去。
So he asked Joash to take an arrow and then shoot towards east.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
你我的心中有没有这一支得胜的箭
？Do you have this arrow of victory in your hearts?
一个心中有这个得胜箭的人，在地上才能够不受一切的难处所影响。
A person who has a arrow of victory in your heart, you will not be bothered by.The difficulties on earth.
为什么亚伯拉罕能够一个人就离开他的家乡，到一个他不知道要去哪里的地方去
？Why Abraham can leave his hometown and goes to the place that he doesn't know what will happen to him.
为什么他甘心的一辈子做一个寄居的人？
Why he wants to be a sojourner in his entire life?
因为他看见了一座有根基的城。
Because he has seen the city with its foundation.
看见了神的旨意，也看见了神的荣耀。
He has seen the purpose and glory of God.
而这个神的旨意和神的荣耀，就是亚伯拉罕心中的那个得胜箭。
The purpose and the glory of God is the arrow of victory in his heart.
因为这个得胜箭在他的心中，他可以放弃地上的一切事。
Because of this arrow of victory in his heart, he can lay aside all things on earth.
不但他是心中有这一把，有这一支得胜箭。
Not only he has this arrow of victory in his heart.
亚伯拉罕把这个箭也交给了他的儿子以撒。
He passed along this arrow to his son Isaac.
以撒又能够把这个得胜箭交给了雅各。
And then Isaac to pass to his son Jacob.
雅各又把这个箭交给了约瑟。
And then Jacob passed to Joseph.
他们都不以这个世界为他们的家乡。
And they do not take this world as their home.
所以约瑟在临终的时候，他只交代他们一件事情。约瑟。
When Joseph about to die, he told them only one thing.
要把我的骸骨要带回我的家乡。
Take my bone back to my home country.
埃及不是他的家。
Egypt is not his home.
这些人的心中都有那个得胜箭。
All those people, they have this arrow of victory in their heart.
都有是神的旨意和神的荣耀。
They all know the purpose and glory of God.
而且他们能够把这个得胜箭传给他们的下一代。
And they're able to pass along this arrow of victory to their next generation.
弟兄姊妹，我们心中有这把剑吗？
Do we have the arrow of victory in our hearts?
如果我们心中有这把剑的话，这把剑能够交给我们的儿子女儿吗？
If we have it, can we pass along to our children?
我们有许多的事情我们要来寻求的。
There are a lot of things we need to seek.
我们的主耶稣基督在地上，他的心中就是有这个得胜箭。
On our Lord, Jesus, when he lived on earth, he has this arrow of victory.
当然他知道神的旨意。
Of course, he know God's will.
在变化山上，他又看见了神的荣耀。
In the mountain of transfiguration, he saw the glory of God.
这个神的旨意和这个神的荣耀，就是耶稣里面的那个得胜箭。
The will of God, the glory of God, is the arrow of victory in his heart.
你记得在那个十字架上的时候，旁边有一个强盗就跟他说：“你德国降临的时候呢，求你纪念我。”
Do you remember there was a thief?Along with him were crucified, he said, when you receive your kingdom, remember me.
这句话的意思是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious for what he said.
从这个强盗的口中说出来是特别的稀奇的。
And then it's amazing that this word is spoken from a thief.
因为他说到这个十字架呢，是一个进入荣耀的一个过程。
Because he knows the cross is the process to enter the glory.
经过十字架以后呢，我们的主耶稣要进入那个国度的荣耀的里面。
And then after the cross, he will enter the kingdom of glory.
这个荣耀，这个神的旨意就是得胜箭。
And then that glory, that will of God is the arrow of victory.
因此呢，他能够轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，使他能够坐在神的宝座右边。
So that he can despise all this suffering, and so he can enthrone in of God. Yeah.
今天我们也是这样。
So do us today.
今天我们在地上也会遇见许许多多的事物。
We will encounter many things.
有许许多多的艰难。
There are many hardships.
但是我们心中有没有这一支箭？
Do we have this arrow?
有没有这个神的旨意和神的荣耀在我们心里面？
Do we have God's will and God's glory?
如果我们心中有这样的一支箭的话，
If we have an arrow in our hearts,
就无论发生任何的事物都不能叫我们改变。
No matter what happened, will not change us.
那以利沙就想把这支箭交下去。
And then Elisha wants to pass along this arrow.
因此他就跟这个约阿斯说，他说你拿这个箭打地。
So he told Joash, and then strike the ground.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
为什么要用这个箭来打地呢？
And why do you have to strike the ground by the arrow?
这个箭是一个应许的得胜。
The arrow is a victory, promise.
那你如何得到那个得胜呢？
How do you receive the victory?
你要把那个箭要敲在那个地上。
You have to strike the ground.
就好像以色列人他们有这个应许之地。
It's like the Israelites, they have the promised land.
他如何能够得到那个应许之地呢？
How do they receive the promised land?
他需要把他的脚掌踏在那个地上。
They have to stand their soles on the land.
如果他的脚掌不踏在迦南地上，他是没有办法得着那个应许之地的。
They could not receive the promised land if they do not put their soul on the land.
他到底能够得到多少产业？就根据他的脚掌又踏上多少的地。
How many inheritance they can receive, it depends how much they can step on the land.
所以这个以利沙呢，就让这个约阿斯用那个箭打地。
So, Elisha asked Joash to strike the ground by use the arrow.
就是能够预先来取得这个胜利。
It is to predestine to receive the victory.
每一次这个约阿斯把这个箭往地上敲一次的时候呢，他就会战胜亚兰王一次。
Each time when Joash strike the ground, he will defeat the king of Aaron once.
所以他就说，你又用箭这个敲地。
He says, strike the ground.
他是非常可惜的一件事情啊。
Unfortunately,
约阿斯心中是没有这支箭的。
Because Joash doesn't have the arrow of victory.
他只是知道这个以利沙叫他敲。
He only knew that Elisha asked him to.
他就拿了那支箭呢，他在地上打了三下以后呢，他就停下来。
So he stopped after he struck three times.
这以利沙就很生气啊。
So Elisha was mad.
我没有叫你停下来，你为什么停下来？
I didn't ask you to stop. Why do you stop?
如果你才打个五六次的话，这个亚兰王，这个亚兰就被灭掉了。
If you strike five or six times, the kingdom of Aaron will be destroyed.
结果这个约阿斯打了三下就停下来了。
So Joash just strike three times and he stopped.
最后来呢，约阿斯胜过亚兰王胜过了三次。
Later on, Joash won victory only three times.
这是非常可惜的一件事，对吧
？It's so unfortunate.
你那个箭再继续敲三次，这亚兰王就被灭掉了。
If you continue strike three more times, that kingdom will be destroyed.
那为什么他停下来呢
？Why did he stop？
心中是没有那把箭的。
Because he doesn't have the arrow in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们心中没有这个箭的时候，我们可以敲，但是最多敲三次。
If we don't have the arrow in our hearts, we can strike, but we can only do three times.
也许我们觉得，哎呀，我真的应该起来读圣经啊。
This thing, I really need to read the Bible.
你大概只能敲三次。
You probably can only strike three times.
你第一天的时候呢，是非常好的，很有信心，很有决心。
And then you determine at the first day.
那第二天的时候呢，稍微差一点。
And then we'll less than the second day.
到第三天的时候呢，就有一点勉强了。
And then you kind of force yourself on the third day.
到第四天呢，你是停下来。
And you stop at the fourth day.
你就能够敲那个箭，就敲三次。
You can only do three times.
因为你心中没有那把箭。
Because you don't have the arrow in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事不能靠努力的。
So brothers and sisters, the spiritual matter cannot just by your effort.
如果你里面没有那个你没有那个东西的话，你外面是没有办法持久的。
If you don't have it in, you cannot last outwardly.
你觉得今天如果那天打的人是保罗的话，你觉得他会打三次吗
？If that person is Paul, do you think he will only strike three times?
我想保罗不会只打三次的。
I think he will do more.
为什么我们知道保罗不会只打三次呢
？Why do we know Paul will not only strike three times?
因为当他在亚基伯王面前做见证的时候
，Because when he testified before the king of Agrippa.
他说：“我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
He said, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
表示从大马士革那个大马色路上那一天开始，一直到他做见证的那一天，他从来没有违背过那个意象。
He did not disobey the heavenly vision, start from the way to Damascus to the point to his death.
他在大马色路上看见什么？
What did he see on the way to Damascus?
他知道了神的旨意。
He knows the will of God.
他看见了神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
那个意象就是他心中的得胜箭。
That vision is the arrow of victory in his heart.
因为有这一支箭在他的心中。
Because he has such arrow in his heart.
他一生没有违背那从天上来的意象。
He did not disobey the heavenly vision in his entire life.
为什么约阿斯只能打三下呢？
Why Joash only can strike three times?
因为他没有那个顺服的心。
Because he didn't have obedient heart.
因为伊莎没有叫他停下。
Because Elijah didn't ask him to stop.
他自己停下来了。
He stopped himself.
所以他没有这个顺服的心。
He did not have the obedient heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的一个真实的一个难处。
That is the true difficulty of our life today.
这也是我们发现在以色列人的历史上他们一个真实的难处。
And then also we discovered this is the true difficulty of the history of Israel.
因为他们被称为是印着景象的百姓。
Because they were called the stiff-necked people.
所以他们不能顺服的。
So they couldn't obey.
这就是今天我们根本的一个难处，是许多的事情我们是不能顺服的。
This is the fundamental problems we have because we cannot obey.
如果我们不能顺服的话，就不能够活在天上。
If we cannot obey, we cannot live heavenly.
以利沙他是一个活在宝座面前的人。
Elisha who lived before the throne.
因此他的侍奉呢，是非常有这个复活生命的表现。
So his ministry has the manifestation of the resurrection life.
所以今天我们在这两章圣经里面，让我们看到两个人。
So we see two people in these two chapters.
一个就是以利沙的仆人。
One is the servant of Elisha.
一个是约阿斯。
The other one is Joash.
这个仆人在圣经上是没有名字的。
There is no name of this servant.
他的名字都没有被写出来。
It didn't record it.
所以他应该是一个比较微小的一个人。
So he is a lowly person.
但约阿斯呢，是以色列的王。
But Joash is the king of Israel.
所以从这两个人来讲，那个对比是何等的大。
This is a big contrast from these two people.
因为人在地上的烦恼是什么？
What is our worry and sorrow on earth?
就是想做约阿斯。
We want to be Jewish.
是不是
？Isn't it?
如果今天，如果你和我心中啊，不想做约阿斯。
If you don't want to be Jewish, the king.
宁可像这个仆人一样。
We'd rather to be like to be a servant.
哎，我保证你在这个地上会少很多烦恼。
I'm sure you will have less troubles on earth.
你真的希望像约阿斯？
Do you really want to be Joash?
如果今天给我们每一个人有个选择，
If give us a choice,
你可以选择像这个仆人一样，或者选择像约阿斯一样。
To be the servant or to be a king?
你选哪一个？
Which one you want to be?
哪一个人比较有福？
Which one is more blessed?
如果从他们所得的这个属灵的祝福来讲的话，这个仆人所得的祝福比约阿斯所得的不知道要大多少。
For the spiritual blessings that the servant receives is much greater than Joash.
有一天约阿斯，如果我们能够见他的话
，If we can meet Joash one day.
这约阿斯啊，他是无地自容的。
He will be feel ashamed.
这约阿斯有一天他不知道如何去见以利沙。
And then Joash probably don't want to see Elisha.
以色列的这个命运在他的手中。
And then the The destiny of Israel is in his hands.
他看见了那个得胜箭。
He saw the arrow of victory.
他射了那个得胜箭。
He shot the arrow.
在以利沙的这样的一个祝福的里面，他把得胜箭射出去了。
In the blessing of Elisha, he shot the arrow.
但是这个得胜箭却不在他的心中。
But this arrow of victory is not in his heart.
因此他不能顺服。
So that he cannot obey.
这是我们今天所能够学习的一件事情。
That is the lesson we can learn.
今天我们的属灵的光景是比较像这个以利沙的仆人呢，还是比较像约哈斯？
How about our spiritual situation? Do we like the servant of Elisha or like Joash?
我们宁可像这个以利沙的仆人。
We'd rather to be the servant of Elisha.
但愿我们每一个人都像这个以利沙的仆人。
And then I pray that all of us will be like the servant of Elisha.
因为这个仆人知道要到以利沙的面前去。
Because the servant knew he needs to come before Elisha.
看到了这个战车马兵的时候，他就到了以利沙面前。
When he saw the horses and chariots of the king of Aram, he went to Elisha.
当以利沙为他祷告的时候，他眼睛就开了。
When Elisha prayed for him, his eyes are opened.
同样的，约阿斯也到以利沙面前去了。
Same way, Joash came to Elisha.
当他想到这个亚兰王的战车马兵的时候，他就说了：“哎呀，以色列的战车马兵啊！”
When he think of the chariots and horses of the king of Aram, but he will come to Elisha as all the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
他知道以利沙是以色列的战车马兵。
He knew that Elisha is the chariot and horseman of Israel.
以利沙要把这个战车马兵交给他的。
And then Elisha wanted to pass along this chariot and horse to him.
他把那个心中的那个隐藏的那个秘密要告诉他的。
He wants to tell him the hidden secret.
就是这个得胜箭。
That is the arrow of victory.
不但要告诉他，还教他怎么样射。
Not only tell him, but also teach him how to shoot.
往什么地方射。
And where to go.
那把那个箭射出去以后，还要教他如何能够在生活当中能够得到这个胜利啊。
After he shoot the arrow, and he teach him how to win the victory in life.
所以约阿斯知道所有得胜的道理啊。
So Joash has all the understanding and knowledge.
这不是跟我们一样吗？
Victorious like us.
今天我们每一个人几乎都完全知道得胜的道理。
We all understand and we have the knowledge of how to win victory.
我们知道是什么是箭。
We know what is the arrow.
我们也知道怎么射。
We know how to shoot it.
我们甚至也把那个箭射出去了。
And we have shot the arrow.
但是我们在这个实行的方面，在经历的方面，我们只能敲定三次啊。
In reality, in experience, we can only strike three times.
所以我们这是我们今天要在主面前要来思考的一件事情。
We need to think of before the Lord.
我们也要祷告的一件事情。
That's what need to pray.
然后我们不但是看见了这个箭。
Not only we see the arrow.
要让圣灵把这个箭放在我们的心中。
Let the Holy Spirit put that arrow in our heart.
好像放在亚伯拉罕的心中一样。
Like he put in the heart of Abraham.
好像放在保罗的心中一样。
Like he put in the heart of Paul.
好像放在主耶稣基督的身上一样。
Like he put in our Lord Jesus.
这些人他们在地上，他们是不会停下来的。
Those people they would not stop on earth.
亚伯拉罕是不会停下来的。
Abraham would not stop.
保罗是不会停下来的。
Paul would not stop.
在历世历代，心中认识神的旨意和神的荣耀的人，都不会停下来的。
In history, all the people who knew God's will and God's glory, they would not stop.
跑尽当跑的路。
And we have to run our race.
要打那个美好的仗。
To fight a good fight.
要守住那个所信的道。
And we have to keep our foundation.
这些人是因为心中他已经有那把箭。
All because they have the arrow of victory in their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们应当祷告的。
Then, dear brothers and sisters, this is what we ought to pray.
这是我们应当追求的。
This is what we ought to pursue.
我们的追求不只只是要知道这个得胜诫。
Our pursuing is not only we know there is a arrow of victory.
也不只只是怎么样能够射出这支箭。
And then not only how to shoot arrow.
乃是在我们在敲这个地的时候，心中有那一把剑。
But also, when we strike this arrow on the ground, we need to have this arrow of victory in our hearts.
在我们地上，在生活在服侍的时候
，in our life, in our service.
我们在为主侍奉的时候
，when we serve the Lord.
心中有没有那个神的旨意和神的荣耀
？Do we have the will and the glory of God?
有没有那一支箭
？Do we have that arrow?
如果没有的话
，if you don't have it,
不会持久的。
It will not last long.
这就是我们应当。一起祷告的事情。
That's why we all need to pray together.
伊丽莎在晚年的时候，她心里面的负担就是这个。
On the late life of Elisha, that's his burden.
今天我们都是活在地上的人。
We all live on earth today.
但是我们是与基督一同坐在神宝座的右边。
But we are enthroned in the right hand of God with Christ.
等于我们都有这样的一个祷告。
May we all have such prayer.
求主开我们心中的眼睛。
May the Lord open our inner eyes.
让我们像这个仆人一样，能够看见属灵的东西。
Let us to see the spiritual realm like the servant.
让我们在主的面前有一个顺服的心。
Let us have the obedient heart before the Lord.
我们能够跑我们当跑的道路。
That we can run our race.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，到如今是吧，仍然在我们的当中。
We thank you, you still among us today.
我们求主借着你的话语，让我们看见你的旨意。
Let us to see your will through your words.
不但如此，更能够看见你旨意的荣耀。
We will see the glory of your will.
让这个看见成为我们心中的那个得胜箭。
Let this seem to be the arrow of victory in our hearts.
好像我们在地上，无论遇到任何的环境
，so that no matter what we encounter,
不管遇到任何的艰难
，no matter what trials we go through,
我们都不会改变
，we will never change.
因为我们知道摆在我们前面的那个荣耀
，because we know the glory that is set before us.
我们知道摆在我们前面的那个喜乐
，we know the joy that is set before us.
啊，给我们这样的恩典，彼此的代求。
Give us this grace so that we can intercede each other.
让我们中间实在是有更多更多能够看见的人。
Let us, there's more, let more people to see this.
我们要为我们下一代祷告。
And we will pray for our next generation.
让我们的下一代那个眼睛是得打开的。
And then let our, the eyes of the next generation will be opened.
让我们的下一代心中也是有得胜箭的人。
Let our next generation will have the arrow of victory in their hearts.
We thank you.
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
And we pray in our Lord.